Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And the website, a must, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, I tell you all the time, you pre-register on that site and get in on all the great webinars, events that James Financial holds. As the market lost 36 yesterday at its close, futures, though, is up about 179 or so as we speak, as we bring in the great Ferentino. Sir, how are you? Craig Ferentino, Craig James Financial. Hope you are well.
Good morning, Jay. It's good to talk to you in this great election season, I guess, hearing all these good news that you got here in terms of political gains. Yes, we are on the verge. Well, first of all, let's talk about yesterday's numbers. So the market, as you said, down market, down close. It was bouncing around, but it's at 36.15 on the negative side for the Dow. Trading in the range, we're still at a comfortable 35,258 on the Dow. The NASDAQ up 124 points, really moving on that, almost 1% on the NASDAQ, and the S&P up 0.34%, 15 points or so. So, yeah, we have some big movements here. Oil, I want to report, is now, it was 82 yesterday, it's 83.52. I, you know, could be working its way to 100. I think that's pretty comfortable there. I've seen more at the pump, as I told yesterday. A lot of, got some comments on it on our discussion yesterday, but California, the price of gas is 6.29 a gallon, that's $6.29. To fill out my car, my rent-a-car. Here, it is coming back home. I realize that there's a big change as well as I fill up. To have one electric car, well, electricity's gone up too, so there's no place to hide here. Electricity up 5, 6% since January 1st. Gold at $1,777, under that $1,800 mark. A lot of trading yesterday was in the energy minerals and consumer durables up quite a bit. Sector performance yesterday, and we had some big movers and losers. All right. So again, oil at 83.51, probably going up to 100. We have a lot of other news for today. So, Jay, let's talk a little bit here. One of the things I was a little disturbed about is getting futures, by the way, up 184 points on the Dow. We had the airline pilot strike. I thought it was due to weather. I was looking at reasonable sources. Jay, you know, your normal sources would be like a Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal. It seems like the pilots were on some sort of strike. I got some reports from Dallas yesterday saying that they were protesting the jab and they were not very upset about the mandates there. So and I'm saying, geez, if they're covering this stuff up and I can't get information from all the sources that I use for my clients to protect their assets, then it gets me very nervous. I just wanted to talk to you. I was a little shocked when I got that report yesterday that there was an actual, you know, most people reporting that by the way, Long Island News Radio is in MacArthur Airport, obviously a Southwest Airlines hub. And I think somebody would have reported saying, hey, look, yeah, they are protesting, by the way. It's not weather-related or a glitch in the computer or things like that. So just very disappointed about that. Try to find the right information, and sometimes it's hard to do that. So everybody, and Jay, I do my best here, but if I can't get it, I can't get it. All right, today, the economy. I know these for facts. Building permits are coming out at 8:30 in the morning. I know for a fact that the housing start information will be coming out at 8:30 in the morning. And pre-market, where it started earnings season, it was beginning earlier this week, and it's a couple of days last week, but Synchrony Financial, the bank in New York Mellon, was reporting Fifth Third Bank Corp, all those are now happening now. Johnson & Johnson is also at 6:45, Halliburton this morning, Procter & Gamble reporting, at least if this is correct, in the Wall Street Journal, that they're going to raise prices on more staples, things like Tide people use and all their other products that they need on a day-to-day basis. Prices are going up on those. They did report that. We're getting Travelers still at Morris, Kansas City Southern, 8 o'clock. And then after the market, we hear from Netflix, which is, looks like it's had some good numbers, at least pre-earnings announcements, been rallying even yesterday. United Airlines also at 430. So those are stocks. I could report those and just trying to get the back of the other side of this. Jerome Powell is going to be up, Jay. I know you mentioned him many times in our conversation. Jerome Powell is going to be up for, if President Biden's going to appoint somebody else to be next year. It's usually the announcement is made around November. So I'm curious as to see there's some other names floating out there, but they, may change the Fed, for many years to come. So I was just curious about that. But that's going to be announced, and we'll see what, again, the mandate for the Federal Reserve is full employment, as you know, Jay, and low inflation, full employment and low inflation. And so we'll see where that goes, depending on what the administration feels. So interest rates, as you see, the 10-year benchmark rose, almost 2% last week. We're at a one spot, 64 on that. And we're seeing low interest rates in spite of possible 5.4 to 5.9% inflation rate. I don't know how long that's going to rose, how long that's going to stay. I think somewhere there's going to be there's a disconnect between that and the markets. The markets still look bullish till the end of the year. We're keeping an eye on them, though, and any one policy change could affect things going forward. So we're seeing what that is. So we have 73 days left till the end of the year under what we know is the current tax plan, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. All bets are off as the year comes to an end, but there are 73 days. We need to working very, very hard. I mean, literally working very hard, Jay, working on protecting clients' assets as best as we can. If there's some changes we could do now, making a contribution to a 529 plan, or if there's things such as a conversion from a traditional IRA, which will always be taxed, into a Roth IRA, or if there's, or even just getting certain things in place so that we set ourselves up for a better potential tax changes in 2022 and 2023. We really want to make sure that we do it. We have 73 days left. Not all of those are business days. So I should just count how many business days we have left. So we're really, really pounding the table now. I think I'm going to mention it every day in our radio show because I think it's critically important to protect clients' assets.
No doubt. You got a lot on the plate. You know, just getting back to the beginning of conversation, this month is known as Striketober right now. 100,000 or so workers. And we've seen them. You know, they have walked off their jobs. It's called Striketober. Low wages, lackluster benefits, unfair treatment. Some of the reasons cited for this trend, the new interesting article of folks in Forbes, check it out. It's interesting that a lot of people, Mr. Fiorentino, quitting their jobs en masse, believing there's just got to be a better way to earn a living. And more importantly, it's about getting treated with respect and with dignity. And that's the overall mantra here of folks who are feeling slighted. And listen, we know what's going on with these mandates right now, and they are having devastating effects. You mentioned the pilots in general, TSA employees. There could be some shortages as far as these airports, long lines. I mean, listen, if you're traveling in the next, 30 days or so, you better get there early. That's the recommendation, because there's just not enough staff. Can you imagine these lines right now with these shortages? I mean, it's unbelievable. We are seeing really devastating effects throughout. So it is what it is, man. It is quite real as far as what's going on here. We'll keep an eye on things, and we'll see what occurs the rest of this Tuesday. And look forward to having you on a Wednesday.
Yes, Jay, thank you for your comments there. And let's keep our fingers crossed for the future here.